Oh God, the soundboard's back there. We haven't used that in a very long time.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most bloody podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Tam. What's up, Tam?
Hey. We can actually keep up to the name of three.
You're not Tam. That was rude.
You talked over Tam.
Andy?
I'm sorry, I have to get used to the three-person dynamic again.
It's okay, I forgive you.
We've done more episodes without a third person than we have with...
It's true. Yeah. Not many more, though. Maybe like 3-4 weeks of Tam, we'll be back to more threes than twos.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah.
This is going to be regular then?
I would like it to be regular.
We're three-hit combo again.
Yeah!
We have replaced Skylar finally.
Fuck yeah.
After a long, extensive search, lots of studies, tests, trials, three people died, we got a new guy.
I may or may not have dealt with those three people that died.
Your basement might be haunted now.
My basement's haunted by Skylar.
Yeah.
We had a joke that whenever whoever the third person was gonna be, we were gonna put their picture over Skylar's face.
I know, I forgot.
That's
because
right.
I knew like a couple days ago that he was gonna be here.
Fuck, that would have been good.
I know,
that would have been fantastic.
I know.
We were just talking, just go on Facebook and the weirdest picture that fits.
I fucked up. You know what?
You dumb goof.
I quit.
Oh no! I can't run this.
Tam can.
Perfect.
It'll be
day
one.
The one hit combo. The one hit combo.
Fucking coach, you're going deep.
Tam replaced Skylar and me. About 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
So tell the viewers about yourself, Tam.
Well, my name's Tam.
You're right.
Oh God, the soundboard's back there. We haven't used that in a very long time.
I've been an avid listener for a very long time. I have been a guest on the podcast a couple times.
Like four? It's like a handful of times.
Yeah, yeah. It's been I loosely use the word couple.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer. No, my birthday is June 24th. I am a Cancer.
No, I trust me, I am. I am.
I'm going to have to talk to my parents after this. You've opened up my eyes.
My birthday was this week.
How was it? I saw your SpongeBob cake.
Yes. Tam's birthday was this week, too.
Was it? No way.
June 24th.
Did you not just hear him?
Yeah.
He said June 24th.
I've lost a lot of blood.
Fuck listening to the new guy.
That's true. Andy came in with a nosebleed, so he's... That's why we're the world's most bloody podcast.
Still going.
You still bleeding?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just going to let it drip, though. I'm going to look like a badass.
Like
I'm going to pull away from the mic and just...
Yeah, Tam and I's birthdays are a day apart.
That's pretty cool,
in like
actually.
A couple years.
It's because we're best friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've been replaced.
That's all right. Someone's still got to get a suit.
Yeah, I know.
You got paid on Friday.
I know, but it was 1 week. It was a 1 week check.
You have to put $20 down.
I know. My money is gone.
So,
I had a lot of shit to buy. Do you know how long it's been since I got paid?
What day is the wedding?
September 14th.
I was just about to answer that for you.
Yeah.
You now have so many people that are going to be at your wedding. Where's it going to be at? Where?
Nope. It's at a castle. That's all you get. Probably the only one that's in Nebraska.
Okay.
It's not even a fucking castle. It's just a big house.
Yeah.
Big house. It bothers the shit out of me. Whenever someone's like, it's a castle, I'm like, no, no, it's not. It's not a castle.
I need to take that Monday off.
Yeah. We're going to party.
Yeah.
Do I need to take that Monday off?
I don't know. You put me in an awkward predicament now.
Fuck yeah,
stick with the podcast and we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Is Tom going?
Fuck. Nope. The last time I talked to Tom was like 8 months ago, and it was, hey, how are you doing? Oh, you're still doing tile lane? All right.
It was kind of funny when he didn't go to Josh's wedding, because that one he actually thought he was going to.
Yeah, he was pretty butthurt about that one.
Yeah, and we're just like, yeah, we don't want you to go to Josh's wedding.
But fuck it. I know he was like, Andy, I could be your plus one, but I was like, Camilla's my plus one. Yeah, so.
If something happens to me and Camilla, yeah, go for it.
You can be my plus one.
You can then be my plus one. He could have been my plus one. Actually, I was you and Camilla's plus one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I rode with you guys. And then I was going to ride with Wade to the reception, but Wade was like, I got to do stuff.
He's got to do sketchy stuff.
Like, okay, I'll ride with Andy and Camille.
Yeah, that was really weird. He was like, I got to go do things.
I was like, okay.
Oh, okay, you're going to go do illegal stuff.
That's right? Weird.
Yeah.
And then he showed up later.
Probably like feed the little girl in his basement or something.
I was thinking drugs, but sure. That's
it is most likely drugs, but I thought it'd be funny. Wade would not surprise me if he was like a kidnapper.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
All the things were just a setup for that one soundboard clip.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That was a long setup. I teed it up, I put on my cleats, grabbed my bat, hit it out of the park.
Man, I don't even remember some of these. What's the 2-inch one?
Where is it?
Blue, right under oh fuck. Right above anal.
Oh.
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. Oh, that's all I had to do.
Oh, yeah. Do you have my McDonald's one on here? We're going to do a train and then go to McDonald's.
Oh, God.
Is it Five Guys? Red under trivia?
No, that's me. Why am I dating Five Guys?
Is it burgers? Bottom, second from the bottom.
Oh, it's me again. Hey, I'll have sex with you for 2 double cheeseburgers. You're the white.
Oh, okay.
I could have sworn.
I come in, touch you all up and down. You go sleep well.
I was almost positive I had that one.
I'm pretty sure because what about, it's train. It's train.
Oh, it is.
I'm going to train these guys. We're going to McDonald's. Woo!
Quality radio.
Yeah. Quality internet.
Put my hands on my hips and look at the new guy.
Is this not kind of classifies radio?
I don't know.
Everyone calls it radio, but I know radio guys don't call it radio.
Josh has specifically given me a talk before about how podcasts are very different from radio.
Yeah.
It's like dubstep isn't music, but it's still music.
Dude, it's EDM, man.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, there's no radio waves here.
Yeah,
technically.
Ones and zeros.
But it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
it's except I can't say same fucking thing on the radio.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I can hear, though.
I saw when I was flicking through TV this morning, there was like, it was on the public access channel, which I fucking love public access TV. It's the best. Yeah, it's the best. But they were doing like, it was like a quiz show, and it was like, what's the fastest growing music fad? And it was like, EDM. And then they went into a nice little like, middle school explanation of what EDM was. And I love public access because it's one of those things that I'm like, I can do better than that.
It's kind
of
like this.
Basically.
And every now and then the bass drops. The bass came back. I haven't used this in a long time because there's just rarely like when you guys are talking, like,
yeah,
I can just hit buttons. It's been a long time. Usually I'm talking to Andy and I can't pay attention to my buttons.
It's like we're a 4-hit combo.
Oh my God.
It's the three of us and then the soundboard.
The soundboard's the fourth member.
I wonder if Skylar's going to hear this and be like, what the fuck, Tam?
Tam's just sitting over there like,
where did these sunglasses come from? It just materialized.
Just drop on his head.
Deal with it.
So Tam, you're taking over Skylar's life?
I am taking over Skylar's life. That is a good cue. We rehearsed this beforehand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy.
I feel like I've heard this 3 times now, but go ahead.
I'm going to tell it 3 times.
You know what? Our viewers haven't heard.
That's true. Our listeners haven't heard it. You always call them viewers.
Dude! All right. I just shut
myself.
This
isn't radio.
I just shut myself down in my head
there.
You
know what? Switch chairs.
No, this is my chair.
Tam has moved up.
He's
now my first mate.
Took Matt's job in the first 2 minutes. Now I've taken Andy's chair. Perfect.
I'm leaving.
Anyways, back to the Skylar story. What everybody here wants to hear.
Yes.
I'm taking over Skylar's life.
Okay.
I keep joking with him that I'm the one who gave him the idea to go to the Navy and become the Ocean Master. Mm-hmm. I introduced him to a bunch of my friends, and they thought he was way funnier than I was. I was the funny guy before they met Skylar. And so I convinced him to go to the Navy so that I'd be the funny guy again. And now I'm taking over his podcast. And next, I'm going to take his fiance.
Do you have a scheme for that?
Not that I can share over the internet, radio,
She doesn't listen.
Neither does his fiance.
Yeah.
We may not be having lunch next week.
Only when Matt will mention something on Facebook, and then it all hell just rains down, and it's not fun.
Anytime Andy says something like remotely bad, I'm like, hey, Camilla, don't listen this week.
And then she listens, and then I'm in the doghouse.
She's got Messenger queued up while we're recording.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
1 minute, 30 seconds. He calls you fat.
Why'd you default to that?
I don't know.
Is there something like deep-rooted thing in the back of your head?
I'm worried.
You're worried about what?
No.
About what?
Nope.
We're 10:55 in, by the way.
So?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you defaulted to fat.
I don't know.
I mean, is there something you want to tell her?
We're all listening.
No.
I'm trying to dig his hole. Yeah.
Don't you dig my own hole. I'll just like... zip. Oh,
you have the zipper sound too.
Oh, I do have the zipper sound. Where is it?
Oh, second from the bottom for the green button.
Second from the bottom.
The end button. The button to cancel the sound.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'll do with my pants and my mouth. That'd be dark.
Okay, so I played Pathfinder last week.
How'd that go?
It was... Stefan and I had a long argument in character.
Like a heated argument?
It was really heated.
Like erections, both of you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Play the zipper noise again. Thank you.
So, you know, I killed that pirate.
Yeah.
And then I sacrificed Tyler's old character so I didn't have to lose my weapon. And he was really pissed about that because he's like, well, you couldn't give up a weapon for our friend. I'm like, he's not really our friend anymore. Like, he's not part of our group. So,
wasn't he also severely maimed?
He, not severely maimed, but I did drag him on his face through a forest. Yeah.
Okay.
But he also fucking...
He's not looking the
prettiest. He also sacrificed that virgin so he could get wishes or something. So, you know.
He had
it coming. It's not like I took out someone who was pretty noble. But the thing is, he keeps wanting me... His talking point was he wants me to apologize for my mistakes. But yeah. I don't think they're mistakes, you know? At least my character doesn't. I'm chaotic neutral, man. Those aren't mistakes. That's chaos.
Is it hard neutrality. To separate character and yourself when you're having a straight-up argument?
It can be. It can be. There was points where I was arguing, though. I just want to be like, fuck you, Stefan. But I was just like, no, it's in character. It's in character.
As long as, I guess, both people realize that it's in character, nobody walks away salty.
Yeah, no, yeah. You just got to remember it's in character. Because when you're arguing with someone, it's just so natural to be, like, pissed at them, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, no matter how you're arguing, you can argue in character, but, like, when someone's yelling at you, you're just like, fucking goddamn it. But, yeah, we kept it all in character and everything.
Good.
What's funny is we actually have a murder mystery going on now.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we got a murder mystery going on.
That's like Inception right there, just things within things.
But him and I were actually teaming up quite a bit in the murder mystery.
Well, what does he? Why does he think you should apologize? I'm gonna go Jerry Springer.
Well, he said because he was the one that got us all arrested in the Black Marsh when he was like, oh, let's just go see what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And then he apologized for it, and he said, well, I apologize for my mistakes. And I'm like, I think he sees it, or at least his character sees it, like I'm too good to apologize or something.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't get the whole group. Captured.
No, but I did kill a few people. But he thinks he's technically he's chaotic neutral, but he's trying to be neutral good. I'm chaotic neutral and I'm trying to be chaotic neutral. So like, you know, yeah, I killed an unarmed pirate and I sacrificed a guy for my weapon. I'm not a noble man. I don't claim to be, you know.
Aren't you currently a lady?
That's true. That is so lady. So it's double true. I'm not noble and I'm not a man. So. But one of the people on the ship, one of the NPCs, Luna, is
she hot?
I don't know. Austin hasn't drawn her yet.
Tell her to draw her.
I can tell you our main antagonist, Lilith, is hot.
Nice.
Yeah. She's got big, try and she's got huge boobs, but they actually end at the bottom of the page where he drew her, so you just see her cleavage. Anyway,
just imagine that she started at the top of the page and they just drew her all the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought was like picture. They were like Miss Chokes on Dick from South Park. He just keep going.
Her head's like mid page and it hits her shoulders and then like ends. Like,
is he a good artist?
Yeah, Austin's good. A really
why would
good
he start the picture that low?
You need to see the beebs.
Just to tease?
Yeah.
I'm a bad girl, but you're not going to see anything.
She is a bad girl. She is our main antagonist. She's a bad,
can
bad
you,
girl.
Can you roll for smack bottoms?
Probably. In some way, it'd probably be an attack roll. slap someone.
I think that's a different game, Andy.
Yeah.
No, this is my game. In my head.
We were trying to find out who the murderer is. First, we got attacked by this really weak pirate ship, and then we took a couple pirates.
You're still on the ship, correct?
We're still on the ship. So we got this attacked by this really weak ship. We fucking wrecked them.
Nice.
But a couple people we told to put down their arms. And there is one thing I promised. I promised, since it was causing such a big deal, like I wouldn't... Like, there was a neutral evil pirate on that ship that we took on our ship.
All right.
That's right up my alley for just being like, and stab him with my sword, you know? But I told him I wouldn't do that anymore if it's causing that big of a rift between us. So I was like, I'll just leave it alone. If anything, the paladin's going to kill him because the paladin hates evil people.
All right.
So we take a few people, and the paladin's supposed to be watching them, and then we go to sleep, and then we wake up, and one of them's gone. And there's, like, blood and a sword and everything. And we're like, someone fucking killed this guy. First we asked the paladin, and he said no. That he didn't do it. And then we're like, why the fuck weren't you watching them? You were supposed to watch them. Where'd they go? So what we did is we actually stopped at this like little town on an island. And we had a checkpoint. And just before anyone could get off the ship, we would just ask them a few questions. So I cast Zone of Truth.
Nice.
So people can't lie unless they make the will save. So some people can lie. So we just asked them questions and like everyone said no. So we're just like, fuck, I don't know. Get out there. We go into this town. It's a really shitty town. We find another guy dead. Both people had their throat slit with, like, a knife. All
right.
We find another guy dead, or Stefan found him, and then someone else found the neutral evil pirate, like, hacked through the chest.
Oh, snap.
So we get back on the ship, and I tried out my new spell, Scrying. It's where I can watch someone from a distance.
Oh, nifty.
So I tried it on Sadaki.
Nice.
And I just watched. I watched him. That's all I did was I just watched him.
You do anything fun?
He was selling stuff.
Oh, that's
taking a shit. He's like, oh, God, turn it off.
Oh, recant the spell.
So we get on the ship, and you know we talk about this, and we ask the paladin, we're like, did you kill that neutral evil pirate? He's like, yeah. We're like, why? He goes, he was assaulting someone. Oh, all right. So that was pretty simple.
Was that the murder mystery?
That was not the murder mystery. No, the neutral evil pirate was that threw us off because we were like, oh, that guy killed the pirate too. But no, that was separate.
Oh, okay.
It was indeed a murder, but not by the murderer
okay.
that we're looking for. It was the paladin dishing out justice.
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 No doggy pants. Okay, so what we found? Oh, here's another funny thing: is the dead body that we found. We actually put it in that magical hole so we could bring it with us.
What is it? It can last 10 days in there. Oh, it's dead.
He's dead. Yeah 10 minutes. By the way.
Oh, 10 minutes.
You recognize this guy? No.
Okay. back.
Here's the thing: I completely forgot about. I have a spell to talk to the dead. I can ask him 5 questions.
Oh.
So we're like walking along with it, and Stefan's like, "Wait a minute. Don't you have a spell that you could talk to the dead?" Yes. Yes, I do. Let's bring him out. So we dump him out of the hole. I cast a spell. I wasted two questions going. So how's it being dead? But so I asked him. I was like, you know, did you see who killed you? He's like, I didn't see their face. I'm like, did you see what they were wearing? And he said, like, it was nice clothing. And I'm like, what were they using? And he's like, it was a nice looking knife. And we're like, okay, now you're dead again. So
wait, does it bring them back to life, or are you able to, like, talk to, like, their
it doesn't
spirit?
Really. Yeah, we talk to their spirit. Okay, technically. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really
just
bring them back to life.
Ask them four questions. You'd be like, come on.
And you know what I should have done that I didn't even think of? I do have Breath of Life, which can bring someone back to life, but it has to be quick. Like, they can't be dead very long.
Mm, all right.
I don't know how long he was dead. I probably would have failed, but, you know, I could have tried.
What if you got crit, man?
I probably would have revived him. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I would think so.
Or yeah, but then is he going to have the gash in him? Or?
Did what?
Like, if you bring him back, is he going to have his wounds still in him?
I think so. He would still have a scar, right, at least. So what we did, though, what we did find was a boot print in the mud.
Oh.
And so we're like, shit, you know, we could take this and maybe try and find out whose print it is. So we're like, how the fuck are we going to do this, you know? So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take my sword and I'm just going to cut around it.
That makes
sense. And try and pull it out. And I rolled an 18 on my first one. He's like, okay, you cut around it. You didn't destroy it. And then I rolled an 18 again. And he's like, and you pull it out.
Nice.
I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I was only going to have you pull it out if you rolled the same thing twice.
Nice.
I was like, shit, all right.
Rock on.
Fucking sweet. But then we have, you know, we've got this dirt, and we're like, I'm holding it so gingerly. I'm like, dude, if we drop this, it's just going to, like, so what do we do? And we thought of a couple things, like there's, like, alchemist foam you can put in there. We thought about taking it to the blacksmith and trying to get a mold made or something.
That'd be smart.
What we actually did is Tyler's character has this horse that can breathe cold. We froze it.
All right.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's the name of the horse?
Mr. Ed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
He named the horse Mr. Ed.
Like Frostbane or something.
Yeah, Frostbane.
So we're assuming that this guy's boot is like, it's an individual boot, like it has its own boot cut. It's not just like,
well, we're looking for someone who has the same size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, those are cute little treads in this. Yeah. It matches.
It has their name.
We're it looking says for Andy on the bottom.
God damn it, Woody.
Okay, so what we do is we break down, like, who it could be. And he said it was a man with nice clothes and a nice knife. So we're thinking, like, okay, who has nice clothes and a nice knife? So we think the paladin, or we don't know if the paladin has.
Is
a knife.
Is the paladin an NPC?
He's an NPC. Okay. So we think the paladin.
So I just remember Tyler's first character was a paladin, so that's where I was getting a little confused, wasn't it?
Tyler Swanson.
No.
Twos. It was a samurai.
Oh, okay, my bad.
But both lawful good. Right. So we think the paladin, the captain, the first mate, and we throw in Luna as well because we know she has nice clothing and likes knives. So,
yeah, prime suspect.
Yeah. So we check the paladin first. We ask him some questions, and while we're doing this, actually, Stefan's asking him questions, and I have that sending spell where I can just send a message, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking him over. I'm like, he doesn't have any knives. And then we're like, here, put your foot on this. I'm like, okay, too big. We go to the first mate, do the same thing. He has a couple knives, but they're not really that nice. So, like, put your foot on this. It's too big. We don't end up going to the captain ever. We actually go to Luna. And, you know, I'm looking Luna over. I'm like, she has, like, a ton of nice knives. I'm like, she's got really nice clothes. And we're like, here, put your foot on this. Perfect match.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, But here's the thing. Luna pulled from the deck and got clones, evil clones.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're like, fuck, you know, is it Luna or is it clones? We thought we killed all the clones. So we're like,
weird question, bud. Yeah. What were you doing?
The weird thing is, I had this dream where, like, the ship was on fire and Luna had killed everybody. So that's the big driving force behind me trying to figure out why the fuck Luna is killing people.
That would not be bueno.
Yeah, no, it would not be bueno. So we tried to look for a doppelganger somewhere, We didn't find one. So that's kind of where we're at now. That's where we ended.
Do you have any, like, do any of you guys have any, like, truth spells or anything that you can
I've got Zone of Truth, but I cast it on her and she answered. Right. She could have made the will save, which means it doesn't affect her, but still, you know, she answered to the best of her abilities, I guess, so.
Don't you have a high diplomacy and a high...
I have a high diplomacy and intimidate.
Couldn't you, like...
Yeah, I was going to say you could
try and finagle with your DM and be like, hey, because I have high diplomacy and I'm used to lying / seeing people lie, can I use this as a check to see if she's bullshitting?
That would be a sense motive check. But I do have a decent sense motive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Actually, I have my sheet in that bag. I could see what my sense motive is.
Hold on. We're going to stop the podcast for 2 seconds, and we're going to write some
Let me just open
stuff.
Up my bag here. I got it.
Oh, you upgraded, because last week it was like a
yeah, it was
grocery
a shopping
bag.
Yeah. I had my shit in a shopping bag for months.
Nice.
I just found this laying around, actually.
Dude, those can be handy, man.
So let me open
Is it a laptop bag or is it a messenger bag?
It's a laptop bag. There was Still actually a wireless a... mouse in it.
Really?
Yeah, it was just sitting over there and there
Does
was a wireless
work?
Mouse. Yeah, and I needed one.
Nice. Wait, so. Look at that.
Oh, let's see. What is my sense motive?
On the fly. Love it.
My sense motive is a +14.
All right.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Listeners, I apologize for derailing us so harshly.
My sense motive was a +14. It doesn't really hold a candle to my diplomacy, which is a +29.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's off the charts. My handle animal is a +27.
Nice.
So I can handle animals.
I'm sure Mr. Ed would love that. To handle him.
Mr. Ed is actually very, very smart. He's like he's as smart as like all of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
shit.
A very smart horse.
But he can't talk.
No, he can
Damn.
Talk.
Oh! Even better.
Yeah. My intimidate's a 24.
Dude, lock her in a room and just go to town. Intimidating.
Handle her animals.
Funny enough, we have broken her out of prison before. She's the lady we tried to break out of prison like a year ago. And we talked about how we were going to do it for like 45 minutes. And then Stefan goes to pick the lock and rolls a 1.
I remember
You
that.
Remember
yes.
that? Yeah, that's her. That's who
oh.
we broke out.
Well, then she should owe you guys something.
She's done a lot for us, though.
Oh, has she?
She's
okay.
been a very useful NPC.
Right.
Yeah. That was so funny. We debated it forever, and he basically just went up. Like, we were trying to be quiet. He basically went up to the lock and went, shit!
Opened up the lock, and the lock made a noise of, intruders are here.
let's see. My acrobatics is 0, so I'm not very acrobatic.
Let me just walk around. Oh, shit, I fell over this lock.
My sleight of hand is 0, so I'm not going to be able to hide in any weapons or anything. There's Show a quarter you. Behind your ear. Oh, I rolled a 1.
Sleight of hand. Reload faster.
Yeah, it was just a penny.
You're a terrible magician.
Oh, come on, guys.
You know, I also have your Pathfinder sheet in here, if you
I
ever
know.
Play.
I haven't forgot yeah. about it. I haven't forgot about it.
Yeah, sure. You haven't forgotten about it. Whatever.
I was super excited to hear about your ranger adventures.
I'm excited.
Found my dice!
Because I have a viper. A viper.
Yeah, you do have a viper.
Like a snake?
Yeah, like a slithery viper snake. And it can wear light armor?
Yes. Yes, it can wear light armor.
Yeah.
We were able to get light armor proficiency for his snake, so it wears leather armor.
What you gotta do is you gotta get some spikes on its helmet and, like, train it to be completely straight. And then you can pick it up and use it like a club.
Oh my god. Isn't it pretty smart? I thought it was smart.
I mean, it's not like Tyler's Mr. horse Ed. Smart, but it's not a dumb animal.
So, when Tyler has a horse, does he have to, like, is that like
it's
a side thing?
Too.
Of course.
It's a flying horse.
So he got a Pegasus.
He got it from the deck. The deck, the black.
Man, I'd be using that thing all the fucking time.
It sounds great. And Stefan and I had a long argument over this too. But it can fuck you so hard.
Really?
Yes.
How?
The horse?
No, the black deck you
oh.
got the horse from.
Oh, yeah, the black deck sounds evil. I'm talking about
I
the
thought
horse.
He was
oh, you're talking about
the horse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the horse sounds
just
awesome.
A fucking ass.
No, the horse
there's
is no, awesome.
Yeah, there's nothing bad about that. I'd use that all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you use them to scout?
We haven't yet because we've been on a boat. So, but we do use them when we fight other boats. We actually use them to get our tank from boat to boat.
Oh, that's smart.
Because now, because Stefan can usually jump from boat to boat. How the fuck does Swanson get from boat to boat? I don't know. I forget. But he can get to boat from boat to boat. Twos can fly, and I can turn into a genie and fly. So.
Oh, nice.
I can turn
so specific.
I can turn into one of four genies. It's called Genie Kind. It's my new favorite spell. Genie I fucking kind. Love it.
What are the four genies you can do?
I'm forgetting the names, but one's a water genie. All
right.
Basically, I can breathe water, swim 60 feet.
I thought it was going to be like a Pokemon. You could ride that genie on the water.
No, I turn into the genie.
Oh, okay.
I physically become the genie.
Oh, that's
good. And I get cold resistance 10. Then there's a fire one where my unarmed strikes and strikes with melee weapons get fire damage. I also get some sort of damage resistance. I haven't actually used that one yet. I've only used two of the four genies. And I get fire resistance 10, which doesn't really matter because I'm immune to fire. Then there's one where like I turn into rock and my hair turns to crystals.
Ooh.
And I get acid resistance 10.
You're a rock, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then there's the air genie where I can fly with perfect maneuverability, speeds up to 60 feet.
Nice.
And I get lightning resistance 10, I believe.
Nice.
That sounds really
good. Yeah, cool. That one actually sounds really good.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty sweet.
This game sounds super inventive. Like, I've played a couple of Dungeons & Dragons games, and is this like your GM just coming up with really cool stuff, or is it all...
Yeah, you need a good GM.
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of shit you can do, but you need someone who can incorporate a lot of that. You also need good players, though, too. You know, we've been trying, like Tyler Tuse's character is now, he's an arcane caster, and he doesn't really know how to use it. So he's always using, like, the same couple spells over and over. And Austin even mentioned it. He's like, you know, be more like Matt, who's using, you know, 7-8 different spells a session. So you just got to get used to your characters and play them to your strengths. Like we were looking for the doppelganger under the boat.
Oh.
And before we asked, our first plan was for me to just turn to a genie and go down there and check. But we decided to make it look inconspicuous, so we had the druid turn into a fish.
All right.
Makes sense. A dolphin.
Ah.
So, yeah, you just gotta know what you're doing.
Last thing, is it weird looking over at me and not just at Andy?
It is. I'm having a hard time.
I've actually noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that. I've been observing you.
You're like in the middle of a story, and you're like really focusing on Andy. Like, oh shit, Tam's here too. Oh, hello.
Know,
2 seconds. Nice stare. Back to Andy.
Seriously, I'm having a hard time because I used to be able to look back at both Skylar and Andy when I'm talking, but now I'm like talking straight to Andy. I'm like, wait, Tam's here.
We don't say his name here anymore.
Oh right,
the bearded one.
All right, guys, let's see. How far are we into this podcast? Ooh, very far. Okay, let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Steam sale 2014. Has anyone bought anything?
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't actually use Steam.
You're fired.
Yeah. Today,
thank you guys for the 45-minute podcast. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I bought a zombie side-scrolling game, Deadlight.
Deadlight.
Dead Night or something. Dead something.
I got a lot of games off the Steam sale, but I didn't actually buy any of them but one.
What'd you buy?
I bought Tabletop Simulator.
Nice. I've heard good things about that game.
Yeah. I actually posted my wish list on Facebook. And everyone bought my games.
That's nice.
That's really cool.
It is really
cool. Goat Simulator yet?
Yeah.
I played that last night. Fucking blast.
Yeah, I got Goat Simulator. What'd you get me, Andy? You got me...
DuckTales and something else.
DuckTales and... Fuck.
It wasn't Terraria.
He got you fuck? What a lucky lady.
Was it Goat Simulator? It might have been Goat Simulator.
I don't think it was Goat Simulator.
No?
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck I'm
talking.
I delete all my receipts because I don't care.
Andy got me two games.
I know one of them was DuckTales.
It was DuckTales. You're right.
Yeah.
One was DuckTales. Then there was another one. Then I got someone got me. Oh, you got me Slender.
Yeah. Because I wanted to see you stream that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I played like 6 minutes of it last night. And it was spooky.
Was it?
Yeah. I was spooking my guts off.
We're not going to get into this, but I've genuinely had nightmares about Slender.
Really?
Yes.
Have you heard about
he's actually one of those internet things.
Let me hit the pause button because we are going to get into this.
Okay. All right. We'll just say it. I had a bad dream that, like, he was there and he, like, killed everyone that I knew. And I was just like, what's happening? And it was one of those dreams, like, you, like, in the very end of it, I was like, fuck, I know this is a dream, but still, this is scary as shit. I don't like this.
Yeah, I've had those dreams where at the very end, I'm like, I need to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, that was it.
Really?
I bought some DLC for State of Decay because that was on sale. A tower defense game because I love tower defense games.
Someone got me The Sims 3.
Nice! Yeah. Dude, The Sims 3 is good. It's a good game.
I should stream it. We should do a podcast house.
Oh my god. That'd be perfect. Yeah. Dude, Sims 3 was fun. Sims 3 was good.
Tam's going to work and Andy and Matt are just staying at home in the hot tub.
Oh, his character keeps asking him to come back to bed. That's kind of weird. I know I bought one more. I try to keep a budget of $20. Like that's my max I'll spend on a Steam summer sale.
Yeah.
The Goat Simulator Simulator was the most expensive one I bought. Everything else was under $5.
I'm doing pretty good. I have the same thing. Yeah. Nice. But I just haven't bought any.
Yeah, like someone pointed out that it's a lot of old games.
Yeah.
Like games that they've had like 1,000 times before. I'm really tempted to buy every once in a while when I see Arma 3 on there, but I'm just like, I don't want to pay.
I know Tam's doing really good at not spending a lot.
Andy, you really need to listen to me.
I have. I heard you. I didn't know what to say.
He said earlier he doesn't have Steam.
Oh.
And he said, I did really, I didn't spend a lot of money. You're like, oh, nice.
Nice. Back to me.
I'm sorry. I got to get used to the third dynamic again.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't adapt to change well.
Thanks, Obama.
I love those just parodies when people are like, thanks, Obama.
The infomercial ones where some guy spills chips all over himself and it just ends with, thanks, Obama.
Yeah, those are my favorites.
I got Prison Architect, too. Haven't played that yet, though.
I really want to get the video game simulator.
Video games?
It's like you run a video game company and your goal is to get like a 10-10 game or something.
Yeah.
I really want
and
to
if you
that.
Pirate that one, you have piracy problems in your game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's smart.
That's really... How could they do that?
I don't know. I don't know how they do that. I know, like, if you pirate... It's probably fixed now, but back in the day, if you pirated, like, Earthbound, it gets so incredibly hard you can never finish the game.
Yeah, and I don't know how they did that.
I don't know how they do that.
For something so old.
Yeah.
But Arkham Asylum, if you pirated the game, you didn't have the glide ability. So it basically you got to a point in the game and you couldn't play anymore. Yeah, I wonder how they know if a game's pirated or not.
I don't know. That's all over my head.
Yeah. It must have to do with the changing of code somewhere.
Yeah. There's a new Super Mario Brothers world record speedrun.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
And this is not including glitches, right?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think
think so because the time's so long.
Yeah.
Still, it's the new record is 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 69 seconds.
Nice.
So that's no pipes or anything?
No, that's with pipes, I believe.
The original Super Mario Brothers? 4 hours?
See, it's showing a picture.
It's showing warp zones on here, so yeah. I think it's with pipes. I should have watched this YouTube video before I pulled up the...
Oh, well.
But anyway, he beat the old time by less than like half a second.
That's still an accomplishment, man. I love watching speedruns. They're kind of fun.
4 hours still seems like
Wait a minute.
Crazy. Are you sure it's not like 4 minutes?
I think it's 4 minutes.
Okay. That's like 4 hours.
Because if that's half a second, that's 69. That would be a full minute. That wouldn't make any sense.
So yeah, it's 4 minutes.
Okay.
I knew there was a reason we brought you in. Yeah. Like I was looking at the YouTube video and I'm like, that's only 5 minutes, 29 seconds. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Don't correct me. I'm over here telling Tam, like, I knew why we brought you in, and I'm like, Andy, don't correct me.
And I think it says, like, there's the hashtag Super Mario Brothers and then World Records, so I think it's the original Mario Brothers.
It is the original. Yeah, it's the original Mario Brothers. So, 4 minutes, 57 seconds, 69
We're
seconds.
Professionals.
Yeah, as professional as we're going to get. Games with gold for 2014. You can get Gotham City, Blockhead Luchadors.
I wish they would have itemized this list. Now I got to actually read through articles.
So wait, if they're getting Battle Block Theater, that'd be sweet.
I don't think Battle Block Theater looks that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Every once in a while when I see Castle Crashers on the Steam sale, I'm like, ooh.
Oh, you should get it. I have Castle Crashers. Yeah. We could play it.
Like, I enjoy Castle Crashers a lot.
I like how I said we could play it like there was any other option when yes. if we both have the same game. We could talk about
you
it.
You can't play it. Yeah. Hey, what do you think of not going to SGC this year? Are you like, meh, about it?
You know, it would have been all right, but I'm not really chomping out the bit like yeah. I was last year.
Like when I saw, I was just like, meh.
Yeah, there wasn't really anything super exciting that I was like, maybe it might have been cool to see like JonTron or something, but that's about yeah. it.
Last year was okay,
and the hotel was fucking. They were Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis.
I'm sure with all the nerds there, they were probably a little flustered.
Because the first hotel was cool.
Yeah, they were really cool.
But the second one, yeah, they were pretty stuck up.
Were they?
Like you couldn't walk around with like, like if you came from the pool, you know, and they saw you without shoes, they'd be like, you got to put shoes on. What the fuck? I just came from the pool.
Yeah.
And they were always telling the lines to scoot up.
Yeah.
It's like, if I scoot up anymore, I'm going to have to piggyback on the guy in front of me, like.
Like, some of these people up, don't smell up. That
I'm
good.
Just like, yeah. Yeah, we were gonna we were smell bros. Yeah,
I think
that?
You used the word some wrong.
Most.
Most of these people. It's all good.
I know at SGC I took like 2 showers a day.
Yeah. Like, I tried to be
I would always take one like in the morning before we left, and then like 3-4 o'clock, I'm like, I should probably take another one.
I don't want to be those smelly guys.
Because not only that, but it does get kind of hot.
Yeah,
down there with a lot of people.
Oh
know?
My god!
You guys have been to Anime NebraskaCon? It's here
no,
in town.
But I want
to
go.
Okay. Here's a little plug. My martial arts school actually does the halftime show for the cosplay contest.
Nice.
So I've been to Anime NebraskaCon like the past 4 or 5 years.
Smell good.
Day two, they hand away travel size deodorants to all the.
Oh my god!
Nice.
Like, remember, do this. This hygiene is important. This is what you need. Take this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got the people like still in college. The kids that smelled, I was like, you're old enough to know that personal hygiene's a thing now, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you always get that guy that was washed behind his fucking ears. Have you ever seen that?
Matt, nope. I'm right here.
You ever sat behind someone and you're like, you got stuff?
No, I guess I've never looked at the back of people's ears.
You've never had someone's head in front of you?
I have, but I guess nothing has really like attracted my attention to be like, fucking
some people
ears.
Got some gross ass ears, Andy.
Oh my god, now I'm gonna have to start like looking and just be like, oh fuck, Matt. Oh dick.
But yeah, people stop smelling. I don't mean with your nose. I mean your body odor.
The more you smell.
The more you smell. Moving on. leaked Batman Arkham Knight release date suggests a February launch.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be excited when you do that motion. That's usually something. Andy did the masturbate motion where you just like
yeah.
That's usually dismissive.
No, that's how excited I am.
He was excited.
Arkham
usually
Knight.
People are like, hey, Arkham Knight's coming out.
No, no, mine's an excited one because it's Arkham Knight. I have loved the past 3 games.
So
Origins
good.
Was okay.
So good. I really enjoyed Origins.
I mean, I didn't not enjoy it. Like, I had fun playing it. But, man, Arkham City was like, that game was fucking perfect in my
absolutely.
Eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why I'm excited it's the same developer again and every like the original developers and just the power of the next gen and the tank, the bad tank.
The bad tank.
I don't know how they're going to get away with Batman not killing people with this giant
I
tank
know,
he
with
runs
the fucking
over,
tank.
But that's whatever. Miss Batman.
Yeah,
sure you can do
I'll wants. Agree with that. They'll just be like, it's a stun tank.
Yeah. When he's shooting not alive things, they're real bullets.
Set your tanks to stun.
I know in one of the trailers, because I always thought about that with the tank too, but they're like, oh no, Arkham Knight's autonomous tanks are on the run. And I'm like, that's a fucking scapegoat right there.
Yep.
Autonomous. I did see that. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
I was like,
autonomous tanks.
Oh, I was like, that yeah. makes sense. You can blow them up. All right. But that's neat that they put that thought into it, though.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
they're like, Batman doesn't kill people.
I don't use guns.
You use a grappling gun. That's not what I meant.
I use a grappling hook. It's not really a gun.
Oh my god, that they should do, like, so I thought it was stupid when they did for Call of Duty Ghosts. They're like, get the Snoop Dogg pack, voice pack for Call of Duty Ghosts. If they did a Christopher Nolan Batman voice pack for Arkham Knight, I would pay for it. Just,
yes, please.
Just to hear the rest of the... Oh my god. All right, on to technology.
See, he can do those segues now because he can see what I'm looking at.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Andy, you can do segues now. How about you do a story?
Don't put me on the spot like that. I can't even see the title.
No, don't worry. I got this. A simple wristband that controls every gadget in your house. How's that sound? How's that sound to you?
It sounds like a Pip-Boy.
It does sound like a Pip-Boy.
I think there could be a lot of mistakes that happen with this.
Yeah, see, now this is a wristband that I'm trying to see who fucking made it, but
Remo, I think is the name I saw.
Remo, okay.
Yeah,
yes, Remo. Yes. It's a wristband receiver, and it's pretty close to like automating your house without actually getting the fuck up.
Yeah.
What you can do is things like, you know, turn your wrist to turn on a lamp.
Oh, you don't even touch buttons? You just turn your wrist?
Yeah, you just turn your wrist. That cord is very short.
Yep. The color on my thing changed.
Yep.
So, think about this. This guy's sitting... Oh, hey, it's back.
Sweet.
This guy's just sitting at his computer. He's like, the lady's gone. Kids are down for a nap. Then... just all the lights in the house just start flickering. Just like, they know. Finish quick.
You know what I like to masturbate to? A rave.
His stereo turns on. He's just like, damn you, automation.
Oh my god. If there was someone with that fetish, they could totally turn on their, like, some EDM music and then put, like, those colored bulbs in their lamps and then just go to town. Oh, my God.
What would happen if somebody has, like, seizures and they just start flicking the lights on and off?
That would actually be incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, someone's in the other room and you're having a seizure and all the lights are turning on and off.
Someone's going to be like,
what's going on in this room?
I was trying to make a masturbation joke. He starts masturbating, flicking all the lights, and then he...
Yeah, but I had a good idea.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I forgot what this podcast was for.
Masturbation jokes and news.
Just saying, that's a good idea.
No, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but I mean, it could happen while you're fapping. You're right.
I think it's crazy that there's dogs that can smell that you're going to have a seizure.
Someone had a seizure in my training class after she ate my birthday cake.
Oh no. Were you wary afterwards? Were you like,
no, I already ate mine.
This is why they don't give you cake. Too many incidences.
Yeah. They're too like, you just hear the boss in the other room, that's why you don't get fucking cake, guys.
No more cake ever again.
She just got benefits day one. Already.
She was back the next day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Andy. No.
I feel obligated to ask about that. I don't know why.
Because you're getting married.
Yeah, probably.
You only have a couple weeks to go. Is she hot? And then it's like, oh, wow, she sounds like nice.
Well, yeah, if she's hot, I'm going to be like, all right, cool. Got some nice.
All right, cool,
nice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad she had a seizure. YouTube is finally serving video at 60 frames per second.
Do you know what the very first 60 frames per second video is on YouTube?
What?
Titanfall.
Really?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was on my links of things, and I was like, oh, okay, 60 frames, cool.
The more you know.
That's right. Finally, they're in the future. 60 frames per second. It's here. The future's now.
I don't know how do you guys feel about 60 frames? Let's go with 60 frames.
I need to take a lot of pictures to cover that many frames.
Shut up.
I looked over at Andy and he didn't get the joke at first. And then all I did was widen my eyes. And he goes,
But like, what was the movie that came out that everyone was like, oh, it's running at 60 frames? No.
Oh, damn it.
Elysium. Elysium was released under 60 frames a second in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Released under?
My bad.
It was 59 frames.
My bad. It was 48 frames a second and it was The Hobbit.
Okay.
But it compared one? To the first, all the Hobbits all were framed in 48 frames. Huh. But I saw the second Hobbit in 48 frames, and it's just, it's weird as shit. It's like watching like through a window. You're just like, that's not a movie. I like the cinematic feel that the 24 frames offers, and I guess with video games, the 30 frames offer that, like, yeah. You know it's a video game. You know, you're like, okay, this is a movie I'm watching. Huh. But when you raise the FPS, it's like looking through a window. You're like, oh, that could be like on the other side of the wall. It's really weird. It doesn't give you that cinematic effect. But with video games, the 60 frames is not too shabby because shit runs really smooth and it doesn't look like that. But movies, I think it's really weird.
Well, at the same time, you have graphics versus live actors.
Yeah.
So
it's true. You know what's going to look great in 60 frames per second? The fucking Master Chief Collection.
Is that all in 60 frames?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they said, although...
How do you get an engine to run at 60 frames that's designed to run at 30?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, that's something that's over my head.
Magic.
I think they said the campaign, though, might not be 60 frames.
Yeah, because I would imagine there's some things that are designed to look the way they
are. But the multiplayer would be.
Okay, that'd be nice, then. 60-frame multiplayer.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, guys. That will do it for technology news. Let's move on to the main event.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
So, when are we going to re-record those?
Oh, yeah. When you put in 10 episodes.
I'm so sorry, Skylar. This joke's gone on way too far.
No, it can go on way more. There's more to this. I don't know how he'll feel, but he ocean mastered it. No, that was his life choice.
No, that was Tam's life choice for him.
It was my life choice for him.
A woman in Hutchinson, Kansas is charged with arson after police say she set her home on fire during an attempt to kill a spider.
Huh.
Good.
Guinea McGriffith, or Guinea M. Griffith. Ah, I put a Mick in there. There's no Mick. 34 years old, told officers she used a cigarette lighter to set some towels on fire around 1:30 a.m. She was hoping to catch a little arachnid with flaming towels.
What? That would be something that, like, I could see Camilla doing if I wasn't home. Like, if I set this on fire, I could kill the spider. And I'd come home and just, like, my brain would just stop. And I'd be like, I'm just going to turn around now.
That's something you could see her doing, huh?
Yeah, you know, she really does not like spiders.
So what time are we at, Matt?
We are at... what's difficult about this is before I put in music, so it could be a little different. Let's just say we're past 53 minutes.
All right, I'll write that down.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's unclear if she ever caught the spider, but the fire that resulted did necessitate intervention from the fire department. There we go. 5 units were summoned and managed to control the fire.
Oh, my God.
Which said it had multiple points of origin.
Oh, so that means she was fucking swinging that shit. Did I tell you about the Netflix question Camilla had?
No.
So last week when we're getting all of our apartment shit in line and all that, and like we figured out that we're just going to get internet, no cable, any of that. And like I get a text that just brings my brain. Oh, man, that is so weird. The shoe was fine, but the toes were weird.
I just took off my shoe and put my foot on Andy's foot.
But, like, it was a thing that just brought my brain. It was just like, ugh! But Camilla texted me. She's like, does Netflix use internet?
Past 54 minutes.
Yeah.
Camilla, please.
But just, like, I actually, the first thought was I have to text someone this because my brain hurts so much.
That's like,
what's her face when she was like, she was eating tuna. She's like, is this tuna or chicken? It says chicken of the sea. Jessica Simpson, that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It, just, it hurts yeah. your brain. You're just like, So then I was like, yes, it does. And that's all I said on it.
Yes, dear.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
This guy looks smart.
Police didn't have to work hard to catch a man who broke into a Minnesota house. First, the burglar failed to log out of Facebook after checking his profile on the homeowner's computer. So he broke in and he took Mr. James Wood.
That's awesome.
He took James Wood's clothes and watch. I know he took a watch specifically and some other valuables and checked his Facebook while he was there on his computer, which he decided not to take.
He's got priorities.
Yeah. I need these shirts.
Have a job interview.
the burglar took credit cards, cash, and a watch. Wood posted his phone number on the burglar's Facebook page, hoping someone would call. The burglar himself texted Wood and agreed to meet with the homeowner, thinking he could negotiate for his clothes.
Jesus.
When Wood spotted the burglar, he recognized him from Facebook and called the police.
That sounds...
Okay, awesome. Now, This is why you shouldn't give Andy a screen, because just my thoughts go off where... Well, what the fuck is this article at the very bottom? This is when it's okay to look for sex outside your marriage? Click on this.
All right. Let's find out.
Derailed.
Let's find out when it's okay to look for sex outside your marriage. Been with your partner for a while, and the initial excitement has faded. Feeling unsatisfied with your sex life, you begin to look for it outside your marriage, and that video is going to play. It's going to stop. A group of women join Huffington Post to discuss when, if ever, this is okay.
Okay, so it's just, it's a group of people that feel that if, okay, never
mind. My friends think my husband and I have too much sex. Truth is, we do, and it got better after we got married.
Sweet.
That's a clip. That's going on the board.
Matt, I was just
could you read that for me one more time?
My friends think my husband and I have too much sex. Truth is, we do. And it got better after we got married.
He was your husband before you got married?
Yeah, that is worded weird.
Yeah.
Stamp! Stamp!
A bear crashed a boy's birthday party in Alaska recently and helped himself to some treats. Homeowners said the black bear fell through a skylight and ate all the cupcakes.
Like, I don't know if I'd be mad or like, there's a fucking bear eating my cupcakes.
Glenn Merrill said, I was literally in the room and I heard this cracking. Next thing you know, there's this bear. I mean, literally fell from the skylight. It was like 3 feet away from me. Everyone made a mad dash for adjoining rooms, and the bear went straight for cupcakes on the living room table, devouring all of them.
That bear's name should now be Yogi.
His accomplice, Boo Boo, has not been found.
Oh, my God.
The family was eventually able to usher the bear out of the house.
I like this, but the peckish animal didn't want to leave just yet. The bear reportedly stuck around and peered in at the party through the window. He's like, hey, guys.
You guys making more cupcakes?
Yeah, I'm sure my invitation was lost in the mail. I'll just stay out of here.
If you want to like, hang out, that's cool. That's cool, man. Just bring some cupcakes.
Oh, man. That's a good story to end on.
That's a cool bear.
That is a cool bear.
It's a bear I'd like to party with.
Yeah, I just fucking Jaeger and cupcakes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he'd eat all the cupcakes, though.
Well, I mean, you got to expect it when you're hanging out with a bear.
Flawless logic. You're right. All right. So that will do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Tam's first episode as a Skylar replacement.
Heck yeah.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Andy's making a weird face at me, trying to crack me up. And search for us on YouTube. Search 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.